Meanwhile, back in the village, the Vraj Kumaris, the unmarried gopis, intensely hankered to meet Krishna with their conjugal love. But they were neither old enough nor allowed to go out to worship Kandarpa. The faces of these restless young gopis radiated a pale pink glow due to their bhav. Having recently completed their Katyayani Vrat and receiving Krishna's promise to accept them, these young gopis could no longer keep their patience. Dhanyasaki and the other Vraj Kumaris were full of anxiety. Their throats choked up and their gorgeous golden faces turned pale due to frustration. Seeing the distressed condition of their daughters, their aristocratic mothers also felt depressed. Contemplating how to help them, they said,
"Oh, dear daughters, did Yogamaya Devi create some special auspiciousness in your hearts by giving you an enchanting order?"
Tarangavati, the daughter of a nurse, said,
"Dear mothers, please listen attentively to my words. If you want to know what is wrong, then listen and I will tell you. This is the custom of a daughter born in a good family. I will tell you whatever I know. Since I am honest and very close to you all, I can tell you everything as it is. Previously, your daughters worshipped and pleased the famous Yogamaya Devi, who is unattainable by all the demigods. At that time, Yogamaya blessed them all with a divine command. Yogamaya said, within a short time, all of you will see a very exalted and majestic personality who by the rays of his effulgence derides all other powers. I have never seen such an influential personality. He is like the sun, the lord of the lotuses, and his body is deep blue in color like a royal bumblebee. He will be your husband, and your power and prestige will exceed the goddess of fortune. Besides following the vow to get a husband, there is something else you should do to achieve success in your endeavor." Yogamaya continued, "Because you have faith in me, I am affectionately telling you this. Please be patient and listen as I explain more. When your attachment to other things ceases, then try to follow my instructions. Oh, girls possessing matchless qualities, in the forest of Vrindavan, there is a goddess named Vrinda who is very compassionate by nature. Since she has the power of fulfillment, she is always thinking how to satisfy the cherished desires of the devotees."
Tarangavati Saki continued,
"Therefore, dear ladies, it is not a good idea to prevent your daughters from going to Vrindavan. This forest is completely spiritual. By living there, many devotees have achieved the fruits of their austerities. One who serves this forest can immediately attain his desired goal. Please give them permission to go, so they can complete the work directed by Yogamaya Devi."
After hearing these words with great delight, the mothers consented by slightly smiling at their anxious daughters. Obtaining sanction from their mothers, all the young unmarried gopis, like Dhanyasaki, wandered in the various groves of Vrindavan. With the arrival of spring, the different types of Braj gopis enjoyed many hilarious pastimes. The married gopis started the fun by sneaking off to the forest to pick flowers. Then the unmarried gopis, who had previously worshipped Katyayani, took permission from their mothers to worship Kandarpa. Without anyone's knowledge, they also worshipped Vrindadevi. Now these intelligent gopis could enter the forests of Vrindavan and attain the intimate association of Krishna. The tender petals of the kunda flowers of spring broke the fierce tusks of the elephant of winter. The spring season arrived in the form of a playful lion cub showing his teeth as the stamens of the flowers. The southern breezes forced the chills of winter to depart. It appeared as if the nostrils of personified time had now opened and started breathing in and out. The juncture of winter and spring seemed to be like the period between boyhood and adolescence. The tender creepers exploded with new buds. The cuckoos sang a sweet melody, but not the fifth note, which lovers murmur at union. Though the southern breezes had begun, they were weak due to their lingering attachment to the Malayan hills. It seemed the buds, birds, and breezes simultaneously awaited the departure of the winter season. The creepers looked like pregnant ladies waiting to give birth to fresh flowers. With their gentle humming, the bumblebees inquired repeatedly from all directions about the location of spring. Moreover, immediately upon smelling the fragrance, the cuckoos took shelter of the treetops to savor fresh mango blossoms. After eating them, they made sweet, drawn-out tunes. It seems the cuckoos sang softly, in fear that the spring season may not arrive with their favorite food of fresh mango sprouts. The forest welcomed the spring season with sweet fragrances of fresh flowers. With the disappearance of winter, the forest beamed with delight, like a man feeling fresh and clean after bathing. The creepers appeared to be smeared with rich aromas. Overwhelmed with joy, the birds sang happily. It seemed that the wives of the different directions smiled favorably at the arrival of the spring season. Sandalwood paste appeared as moonshine to pleasantly anoint the night. The Malayan breezes moving here and there carried the sweet flavor of fragrant flowers. The bumblebees returning to their hives appeared to be tied up together as they moved about with each other. The mango trees filled with tiny bumps of joy from the touch of the awakening Madhavi creepers. What more can be said about the arrival of spring? It seemed as if Kandarpa had just changed his body. Vrindavan is beautified with the beautiful periods of six seasons manifested in different places. However, to nourish Krishna's sweet pastimes, the sequence of seasons sometimes changes to suit his needs. For example, sometimes the dewy season comes after winter, or the spring season follows the rainy season. Sometimes all the seasons combine, approach the Lord, and ask if they can serve Him.